It's Friday, 23 December, and you're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast. And folks, you have got 2 shopping days left of Christmas. And if you haven't got your shopping done already, you're too late, all right? You really are. But I know some of you guys out there have been putting it off. But anyway, we got a great show for you tonight. I mean, we have a great show for you tonight. So strap in. Here it comes.
Podcasting to the world from the island. Where the tech winds blow. It's Geek News Central with Todd Cochran. Geek News Central with the latest news from the podcasting universe and the world of tech. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Now, from Honolulu, Hawaii, Geek News Central with Todd Cochran. Sponsored by GoDaddy.com.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the Geek News Central Podcast. I am Todd Cochran, your host, and welcome to the show. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone, and aloha from the beautiful state of Hawaii and historic Ford Island. It's just absolutely gorgeous here in Hawaii, and I know that some of you are cold because I'm getting your email saying it's cold out. And someone said, you're crazy. Why would you want to come to where I live and shovel snow? Don't leave Hawaii. But, you know, it's just like, it's not Christmas without that, you know, without snow. We got to have snow for Christmas, right? But we're not going to have it here. Maybe a little bit of rain. They're saying rain for the holiday weekend. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hey, if you are a long-term subscriber, and you've been with us, even if you've been only with us 2 weeks, thanks for staying subscribed and being part of our ohana here, being part of our family. And we want to thank you for staying subscribed. And of course, it's going to be a great next year. Some exciting stuff is forthcoming, and I have some great announcements forthcoming. Can't wait to make those. Hopefully, we may be ready after the new year. I don't know. It depends how fast our developer gets to programming over at Podcaster News and some of the stuff we got cooking at Raw Voice, but hinted at it to a couple of you on chat the other day, so some of you have a little bit of an idea what's coming. But if you're checking out the show for the very first time, thank you so very much for subscribing, and make sure you check out geeknewscentral.com and all the great content over there, and look at all the archive podcasts underneath the podcast button, and also sign up for our mailing list, and you'll find a mailing list link on the second column of our website. And as always, you'll be getting the show notes first, immediately, as soon as matter of fact, what happens is I press publish on the website, and within like 15 seconds of me hitting publish on the website, I hit send for the email, so the email goes out immediately. So you'll have the links to the show and all the show notes in your inbox first thing in the morning. Hey, I do want to thank all of you that have went and filled out the survey. I do need some more participation in that. I really would appreciate a little higher level of, you know, if you guys can go over there and spend 5 minutes and do that, I would appreciate it. The link is in the show notes to the survey. We're going to be basically, I'm probably going to run this about 2 months to try to get the right type of numbers. The one we did in April, you know, you guys were real quick. Within 2 weeks, we had our quotas met, and I could basically say, hey, okay, we're taking the survey down. So if you want me to quit bugging you, go ahead and knock that survey out for us. I'd greatly appreciate it. Hey, a lot of crazy things going on here this week. Of course, you know, what do you expect? It's the, you know, it's the week before Christmas. Parties, luncheons, you know, telephone calls. It's just typically busy, busy time right before Christmas. But what I really didn't need is I got home from work yesterday, and my wife met me at the door, and she says, don't be mad. There's a problem. I'm like, okay. And it's usually like the car's been wrecked, or, you know, the kids have gotten in trouble at school or something. She goes, the computer's making a strange noise. And of course, the first question is, which computer? And she says, mine. So secretly, I kind of was relieved. And So she said, I shut it off, but it's making funny noises, and I got a blue screen of death, and I thought, oh, man, this is not good. So I went upstairs and hit the power button, and immediately, within like 5 seconds, I knew that the one of the hard drives in the computer was heading south, getting ready to decide to leave this world, let the smoke out of itself, I guess, as we would call it, electronics. So I shut the machine off real quickly, didn't even let it boot. And I pulled the cover off, and I used my little, I had two hard drives right beside each other. I used the little screwdriver trick, put a screwdriver up against one of them, turn the machine on. Oh, it's not that one. Move the screwdriver, you know, just like you do on a car. Listen to the other one. Yep, that's the one that's bad. Oh, that's the primary. So I had a hard drive. Always keep a hard drive on spare, just like I keep a power supply. Those are the two ready things I keep available at all times. So I pulled out the 200 gig hard drive that I'd had stuck in the drawer for several months. And I was not even worried, folks, and this is why. Back in July, I had an application save the day. It was called Casper XP. And if you've got a machine that you know has got some hard drive issues, but the hard drive hasn't went yet, now, I do have an extensive backup system here, and I've talked about that several times before, so I wasn't worried about the data, but what I really didn't want to do is, you know, the week of Christmas, you don't want to have to reload Windows, you don't want to have to go in, and, you know, that is just like, oh, that's just like painful. Now, I did have a ghost image of it, too, so I thought, okay, I'm covered both ways, so what I decided to do is run Casper XP and see if it could recover, or actually make a copy of the drive. Before the drive completely quit. So I took the secondary drive, unhooked it, put the new drive in the place of the secondary, booted the machine, had a fan running on the computer, pointed at the drive to try to keep the drive as cool as possible. Don't know if that helped, but, you know, that's something I did. And ran this application, and basically it's a 2 or 3 click thing. You load it up, it detects the hard drives that are in the system. You tell it from which drive to another drive you want to copy. You hit start. And within about an hour, hour and a half, the data is all transferred. And once it gets done and is completed, if it doesn't have any errors or any problems during the transfer of the data, you shut the computer down, you pull the drive that's going bad out, you stick the new drive in, and that's been copied, you put the cables back together, and you boot, and you're back in business. You're done. $49.95. Casper XP. Link will be up in the show notes. Best $49 I've spent this year. It saved me twice. Saved me twice. Well, okay, let's talk about the Christmas present front. And, of course, my son, he's in the house here somewhere recording right now. They're out of school, so he can't be too... Well, he kind of knows. The auntie had said, okay, Ray, what kind of... he doesn't have a hand... He's got a PlayStation 2 console station that he plays and he has in his room. Actually, it's down in the garage, actually, where we've made into a, like, a kind of a playroom. And his auntie asked him what he wanted, and no prompting on my part, because I haven't actually even indicated to him that I would buy this for him, but he wanted a Game Boy DS. And so we had a discussion about it, and again, I'm not a gamer, so I couldn't solicit you guys real quick. I was, obviously, we weren't going to buy a Sony product, right? So we didn't suggest the Sony product, but we found a great deal at it was on sale. She bought one at Best Buy, but then found, yeah, we got a Best Buy here in Hawaii now, found one on sale somewhere else, and they did a price match, but she got the Game Boy DS, two games, a starter kit, $149, so he's going to be happy when presents are opened up on Christmas Day. My daughter asked for something else that wasn't non-geeky, wasn't generic, so she's getting something pretty good Christmas present, needs to say, from Auntie. Dad does not normally spend that kind of money on Christmas presents, not when you've got 4 kids. You just cannot do that. You really, really can't. Okay, what else is going on? Hey, lots of growth over at PCN. We had a meeting with our podcasters, talked about a lot of great stuff. You're going to see some changes coming over at podcasternews.com. And additionally, I've had this developer working with me at Tech Podcast for a couple of weeks. I have found a guy and told him what I wanted. And actually sent him some money for a down payment on a website design, and he sends me an email today saying, and this is a guy that develops MT sites, he says, your design is too hard. Now, granted, I was willing to pay whatever it took to get done what I wanted to get done, but he sent me an email saying, I'm refunding your PayPal payment, and what you want done is too hard. I can't do it. And this guy has done 50, 60 templates. I'm just totally, whoa, what's going on? I just heard a change in audio. Well, that was weird. What happened? I don't know what happened. Well, I guess we'll continue on. Did you guys hear that? Okay, anyway, I wonder if we had a power shift or something. Okay, what is it with developers these days? How come you can't find, this is like the second time I've had an issue with someone that does website designs. Totally irritated. I am just absolutely, I just can't believe it that the guy would say it was too hard. Okay, well, anyway, so what I'm going to do is I put a mini rant on the website, and I got an immediate email from a reader of the website saying, go here and try this, and that's what I'm going to do. So, I've got an idea where to find a developer, and we're going to go after this full force. And obviously, it's going to be tough over the holiday weekend, but I've got a goal to have Tech Podcast revamped and relaunched in its new site design first week or so of January. But I don't know if we're going to make that. We'll see. Speaking of techpodcast.com, of course, January 10th is going to be our next live roundtable over there, sponsored by GoToMeeting. Todd Cochran here from the Geek News Central Podcast. By now, you probably heard that the Tech Podcast Network uses GoToMeeting to conduct online business meetings and training. But did you know that GoToMeeting is the easiest way for any organization to conduct online business meetings? I've asked Fox Show's Andrew McNeil what he liked best about GoToMeeting.
I like the way you can record the entire presentation audio and video for later viewing.
Sound too good to be true? Try GoToMeeting free for yourself. For 30 full days, you don't need a credit card. Just visit gotomeeting.com/tech roundtable or click on the GoToMeeting link on the Geek News Central website. Okay, what we've got today, we've got some money to give away. We've got $127 to give away to give someone some early Christmas presents. And I've got a stack of audio to play here. And what we're going to do near the end of the show is I'm just going to go through and I picked the winner. I've listened to every one of them. I picked the winner and I've got, well, I'm not going to tell you how many I've got, but the last audio comment, you guys are going to figure out real quickly why I picked this guy as the winner. The last one will be the actual $127 winner. He will have already gotten his money because I'm going to send it immediately after the show. And you guys are going to get a laugh out of it. It's a pretty good one. And what else do I have here? I've talked 13 minutes already. And I've covered my major points, talked about the giving away some cash tonight. Santa Claus is coming early to somebody. What else have we got? Hey, let's get into the content. What should we do that? This is a tech show after all, right? Okay, are you guys, how many of you are big, do a lot of selling on eBay? Well, I read this article. As a matter of fact, a new contributor over at Geek News Central, his name is Jim. He just continues to send me all these great links. And Jim, you're the man. And I told him tonight he'd sent me like five things today. I'm saying, hey Jim, why don't you want to be a contributor on the website? And he says, well, he replied to me back. He says, well, I don't write real well. And I said, Jim, neither do I. So it doesn't matter. That's you can send me a lot of great stuff. And Why don't you contribute? So I've added him. You're going to start seeing his postings. But he sent me a link to an article that talks about how podcasting is helping eBay sellers in that they are actually doing audio descriptions of the stuff they're selling. And they're using audio to do that with their recording application. So I thought that was kind of a cool way to use technology and a cool way to do podcasting with, to try to help sell stuff on eBay with podcasting. Okay. I keep hearing a drop in audio and I don't know why. It's almost like something is dropping. I hope I don't have something going bad here. That would be not good. Another link he sent me was that Apple is selling a podcasting server, and it goes along with some of their server applications that they have, or some of their server environment with the Mac OS X server version 10.4. It's an open source weblog server project called Blogsom, B-L-G-S-O-M. But anyway, they're kind of targeting, it looks like, here for education purposes. Great idea. And hey, Apple, you know what? I've got a much, much more sophisticated engine for educators with our engine that we're using over at Podcaster News. So if you're an educator and you're looking for a podcasting solution, you want to send me an email to ceo@rawvoice.com. Okay, what else do I have here? Just some general links, some info that I found. Hey, I found website that is talking about, the MacRumors.com site is talking about how Apple has posted two new video clips on the iTunes Music Store, which are available as free downloads. So those of you with Gen 5 video iPods, you can get a Saturday Night Live short. It's on Sunday, it looks like. It's being released 2 minutes 31 seconds. And then a sci-fi Inside Battlestar Galactica, 21 minutes 3 seconds. So it looks to me like they are, it's kind of a lead-in to their, this Battlestar Galactica one is a lead-in to this season's shows, or winter season shows. So we're going to see how many more of these clips of these types are put on the iTunes Music Store for free. Kind of a neat idea, I guess. Good way to get promotion for the things that are coming out on for series on TV. Okay, for those of you that are website developers, how many of you have had a difficult time finding the right color for your website? I found the most amazing link, and it's at the it's from the University of Melbourne. And what it is, it's a hexadecimal listing of every color, and it takes you, it's just like a, just like having one of those color charts. You look down through, right there's the kind of purple I want, right there's the kind of blue, and it just, it takes you all through the different shades, and it's just a huge, huge, huge list. I don't know how many are in here, but instead of using that little conversion chart or that little box that they have for the paint programs, you can actually look at the color tones right on the website. So I have the link up. It's called Pantone Colors. And I'll put the link up in the show notes. Okay, over on Always On, they have a listing. It's they're introducing their AO/Technorati Open Media 100 list for the year of 2005. Great list of open media people, people that have done things to really help, this new media experience that we've got going on here with podcasting and with people creating video blogs and that kind of stuff. So they've the Open Media List 100 includes the pioneers Adam Curry, Dan Gilmore, J.D. Lasica, Lawrence Lessig, Craig Newmark, Yun Ho Oh, Howard Rheingold, Doc Searles, Clay Shirky, David Weinberger, Dave Weiner, and then my good friend Eric Rice made the list for Trend Centers. Of course, Mark Cantor, who did the helped us get involved with the Blog for Pay program earlier in the year. Jason Calacanis is on this list. A great list of people. And Nick Bradbury, congratulations, my good friend, for your Toolsmiths list, being listed underneath the Toolsmiths. And, you know, just all these, you know, I look at this list here, and between Gnomedex and the Podcast Expo, you know, I've met a number of these people that are on here. So, you know, if you guys want to get exposure to these people, Gnomedex, Podcast Expo, these events where these people go, surround yourself with these, you know, with these types. And, you know, this open media stuff kind of rubs off a little bit. But congratulations to all of them, people very well deserving. A lot of great names on here. Chris Prillo, of course, Robert Scoble, Jonathan Schwartz, just it goes on and on. Steve Rubel, Glenn Reynolds, you know, lots of great names. Those that you, you know, those of you that are big in blogging, big in podcasting, those of you that you, you know, read a lot of these sites, most of these names should not be unfamiliar to you. And if they are, you need to come over here. And I am subscribed, I think, to every one of these individuals' websites, blogs, podcasts. You just have to be. And you can stay up current on what's going on in the world, what's happening with open media. J.D. Lasica's got a great book, and I highly recommend that. And, of course, all these other guys have done significant contributions, too. Okay, a little Firefox news. It looks like that, you know, remember last year, Firefox did a two-page ad in the New York Times, but this year they've done something a little different. And for those of you that are big video fanatics, and this is one of the reasons why, and I don't know if I told you this or not, but I'm recording this podcast with my iTunes camera. And one of the reasons why is I'm going to take a piece out of the podcast. I'm going to edit this so that I can submit this to this contest that they're having, or basically in a way to say what I think about Firefox. And they are opening a contest that is going to allow you to make a video, put your testimonials up. And also, if you're really big in production of video, you're going to be able to actually do a 30-second spot that's highly productionized, where you can submit it to go compete against other people that are submitting good ideas about Firefox. Now, you know, I've talked a lot about going to Firefox, and a lot of you have said thank you for not beating us, those of us that are using IE up, for not switching to IE. But I found a great plugin for Firefox for those of you that are bloggers, that once you guys check it out and try it out, and I'm going to talk about it here in a little bit, but once you use this plugin, you're almost, if you're an IE user and you're a blogger, you're almost going to say, oh man, that's worth just switching alone. So I keep dangling little carrots out there, okay? So, you know, check Firefox out if you haven't already. And I understand many of you are stuck in an IE world, and that's cool. But, you know, go out there and check out Firefox and get involved in their Firefox Flicks ad contest, which is launching tomorrow. All right, over on the, and this is the first time I've actually read this weblog, so I'm going to add it to my read list. It's at cestockblog.com. It's called the Consumer Electronic Stock Blog. There is a pretty good commentary on this. It's real short. It says, where's the API for my iPod? And venture capitalist Fred Wilson says, it's high time the consumer electronic industry joins PCs and the internet in becoming flexible for consumers and entrepreneurs. And essentially what he's getting to here is that many of the electronic components that you buy today are designed to lock you into a product and a brand. So, you know, essentially, Apple, when you buy an iPod, obviously you can use a regular PC for it, so you're not locked into a PC, but you are locked into the iTunes music store to buy music for it. Whereas if you buy a different type of MP3 player, you typically have multiple choices on where you can buy your music, so you're not just locked into buying stuff from the iTunes store. Now, you can buy MP3s and convert them and do everything you got to do to remove the DRM and then upload them to your iPod. And you can do that, obviously. But the point of this matter is that he wants the consumer electronics companies to essentially open up their products a little bit, make them open to the consumers, make them so that we can build add-ons to them and change them. And his example he gives out here is, imagine if Apple were to roll out an iPod called the iPod Raw that had the basic functionality and design beauty of the music player, but allowed for developers to add hardware add-ons that could be the start of something great akin to what's happening on the web with the big players opening up their platforms for third-party development. Now, we know already that, you know, manufacturers like Belkin and those others make hardware for the iPod, and there's people up there that are building audio stuff. So I think, you know, the iPod's, you know, functionality is designed for an iPod market. There's plenty of opportunity for people to make products, but there's a lot of products that aren't. So I don't know if that was a great example here, but, you know, it is something to think about. You know, usually when you buy a PDA, typically you have to buy you know, PDA accessories from the same company. And, you know, you can put software and stuff like that on there, but he wants to see more openness in the consumer electronics market. I think it's a good idea. Do I think it's going to happen? I doubt it. I really, really do. Okay, how many of you get open up your computers while you're airborne and start working on them and leave your Wi-Fi signal up like it would be if you were in the office? You know, many of these laptops have a Wi-Fi built into them now, and if you have the button pushed or if you have it turned on, it's sitting out there looking for a connection all the time. Well, what if there was somebody on the airplane that was a little bit savvy and wanted to hack you? Well, do you think they could? There's an article that is in the Ethical Hacker Network. It's at, in the title of it, it's Wireless Hacking at 30,000 Feet Without a Wireless Network. So I thought this was pretty interesting in the scenario here that he uses. Now, I would think that generally you're probably going to be pretty safe working on your PC in an airplane. You know, it's just, you're not, it's not going to be any different than working on your PC when you're sitting at a restaurant and using their Wi-Fi. So he's got some suggestions here on how you can protect yourself. Number one thing is just turn your Wi-Fi adapter off when you're not connected to a secure network, okay? So you're just worried about someone sniffing your stream and capturing data from you, okay? All right, there's a website called Slick, and I've never, ever went to this website before, but it's Slick, S-L-Y-C-K, a lot of firsts tonight, slick.com, and they have an interview with the MPAA, and it's one of the lawyers on staff, one of the suits, but this is a great interview if you want some mindset into the MPAA. A lot of comments on this article, 42 comments, very, very, it's a very frank discussion, and I think that they cover BitTorrent, they cover legislation, they cover stats, DRM, what else they cover here? The future, and a great summary of what could be happening with what the MPAA is doing and trying to combat piracy of video and motion picture type stuff. All right, there's a listing. I had a laugh today. You know, apparently the vice president is a big iPod user, and he takes it everywhere he goes. Well, those of you that watch the news, he went out to Iraq and Afghanistan this past week and was out there for the election and a couple other things and, you know, visited the troops, the whole nine yards. But he took his iPod with him, and they took him in a Air Force transport, and they had apparently uploaded one of those Cadillac suites. So, you know, he got a nice little, they didn't take this, you know, Air Force One or Air Force Two. They took a C-17. And so all the reporters and his staff had to sit in jump seats just like our troops do. They didn't get to sit in nice, comfortable seats. They had to sit in those jump seats where it's very, very cold. And his staff had to sit in some other seats that were set up for him, but he got to ride in his little pushing thing, as he should. He's the vice president. But apparently on the way back, they were having trouble. There that thing goes again. On the way back, they were having trouble with the the electrical outlets. So apparently there was only a limited number of outlets available, and he was his iPod was out of juice, and instead of the reporters getting priority to have their laptops charged, the VP got headline privileges, as you would know he would, to have his iPod charged. So some reporters were complaining about it in the press, that how the president's iPod took precedence over their laptop so that they could write stories. And the Mac Daily News article goes on to kind of take a kind of push the reporter's button a little bit, saying that that's right, that he should have had priority instead of whatever dribble he was coming out of this reporter's mouth. Okay, there's a new site that I found today that's called Widbits, widbits.com. And, you know, how many, this is me, I listen to music, and sometimes I just don't know the name of the song. Especially now that I'm listening to a lot of PodSafe. But, you know, even if I'm driving down the road and listening to radio, oh my goodness, or my daughter's playing something, and you don't know what it is, they've got a thing that's called Tunatic, T TUNA, and what a weird name, TUNATIC, and you can download it. It's for Windows or for Mac, and you load the application up, and you play it, and it listens to it, and it will actually find the name of the song. I haven't tried it. Don't know how it's how good it's gonna work, but they say it will find the name of the song in seconds. Okay, so those of you that have that problem and are always digging to figure out what a name of a song is, you can check this application out. All right, there is a lady that is fighting the RIAA in one of these lawsuits. She basically has said no, she's not gonna pay. She essentially doesn't have any legal support right now because she can't afford her lawyers. So she is she's got a net, basically going out to the net and soliciting funds from people to try to help fight the RIAA. This was over at mp3newswire.net. So if you're interested in supporting that type of help stop this type of abuse by the RIAA and help her in her defense, you can go ahead over and donate to her cause. And so essentially she's trying to hold these guys back. Okay, I found on Engadget a tool that you astronomers will probably not need, but some of you that may be amateur astronomers may want to check out. It's called the Celestron Sky Scout Portable Starfinder. And to be honest with you, I'm looking at this thing, and I've really got to wonder how well it's going to work. Because it has to be able to orient. It's got to have some sort of a gyro to be able to, you know, you're going to be have a GPS. It's got a GPS in it, and it's got to be able to figure out what altitude that you're looking at and the angle. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how well this is going to work. If anybody's got one of these, I'd like to hear from you. But this is on Engadget, the Celestron Sky Scout Portable Star Finder. Okay, what else do we have? The A Open Mini PC has been released. It's been reviewed by Engadget. Nice little review. For the price tag, though, I don't know if I would buy one of these units. If you look at the price tag on this thing, it's going to hurt you. It's £699, around $1,200 US. So I don't think it's going to be selling that well at that type of a price, especially considering the Mac Minis. Price is so much lower. Okay, how many of you are Verizon users and have changed phones from time to time? There is a very nifty, actually, and it could be used at any time. They've got what's called the USB phone book flasher. It's a rather strange name, but it's a nifty mobile phone backup device which houses a handset connector on one end and a USB on the other. It's a one-button backup and restore of your precious phone book data. It's $21, but it's pretty cool. How many of you have changed phones and lost and had to sit there? And I've got like 200 telephone numbers in my cell phone. How would I ever? I just can't even imagine having to do those by hand again. And they're all active. I don't keep phone numbers in my phone book that I don't use. All right, there's you all know that Microsoft is going to be integrating Real Simple Syndication, RSS, very heavily into the new version of Windows and also Office. There's a discussion, actually one of the developers on the team is talking about RSS aggregation part 1 in Outlook. So if you want to kind of get an idea what the RSS aggregation is going to look like in Outlook, how it's going to be integrated completely, take a look at this link. It's on, of course, it's on a blog's MSNDN site, and the gentleman's name is Michael Fronte. He's one of the Outlook program managers, or he is the Outlook program manager. So a good write-up on this. I'm going to add his feed to my read list to keep you up to date on what's going on that front. So nice to see that Outlook is going to be fully RSS integrated. Okay, remember I said that earlier I found this totally awesome blogging tool for Firefox. It's from Performancing, and it's Performancing is the actual website, performancing.com. And these guys have done a great job with this thing. Ace Adultzer. He's the one I found the link from initially a couple of days ago. There's been a lot of talk about it in the tech world, just because there's some competitors that have been getting bashed pretty heavily over this, because these guys did, you know, they come out of the blue and just launch this thing. But Performancing is a website that is subtitled Helping Bloggers Succeed. If you haven't checked that website out, the good resource over there, make sure you get over there and visit. Okay, here is the tip of the day, and I think you guys are all going to really love this. Now, I love my Gmail, and I usually pop my Gmail. I don't log into Gmail a lot, just because I have a hard time keeping it organized. I do tags and filters as much as possible, so that everything comes in as tagged and filtered, and I don't have to do too much sorting. But there is a way in which, you know, how many times if you get to a website, you're like, oh, I really don't want to leave my email address, and you may have a throwaway email address that you use all the time, or you're thinking, oh, I'm just worried about this thing being sold to someone. Okay, here's a trick. All right, geeknews@gmail.com is my email address. But did you know you could go geeknews, use the plus sign, and say comment@gmail.com, and it would work just fine? Did you know that? Well, it's true. You can use anything. geeknewsplusa@gmail.com. geeknewsplusrants@gmail.com. And it'll still get to me. And you can set up a filter to be able to, as those comes in, they'll be tagged that way, and you'll be able to stick them in the right folders. So this is something I was not aware of. And what this guy does is anything he's like, uses it with eBay or with Amazon. And what you can find out is if any of these companies are selling your email address. You know, I used to do this with mail. When I would sign up for an account, I would put Todd, and I would put the incorrect middle initial, my last name with maybe a word misspelled, with my address, and stuff would still come to me. And then all of a sudden, I'd start seeing junk mail coming, and I knew who was selling my name to mailing list. I don't do that so much anymore, but it was kind of an experiment I ran before I really was blogging. And I think what we've seen here is a way now that you can kind of track what's going on. Now, one thing we forgot to do tonight was save you some money, and I'm late on this. So, Christine, if you're listening to the show, I apologize for getting this late, but this is hot. Did you know GoDaddy now has free hosting with every domain? Register, transfer a domain name with GoDaddy, and you'll receive free ad support web hosting, a 5-page site builder, and personally designed templates. Complete emails also included. Enter the code Todd when you check out, T-O-D-D, and save an additional 10% on any order. Ah, how did I miss that? Thanks for GoDaddy for being a sponsor here at Geek News Central. Okay, what else do I have? There's a first review on Business Week Online about Google Books and how they found some is good, some is bad. Some of the scanning turned out not so good, but a pretty good review on Google Books and the search index, and very interesting on how it just basically walks you through some of the information that you can find when you do searches for books at books.google.com. Also, if you ever wondered, you know, Amazon, essentially, they work out of a bunch of warehouses, and they've got 11 distribution centers nationwide. And if you ever wondered, you know, kind of what the process is as to from the time that you know, place your order at Amazon to the time that it gets shipped to you, they've got a great review, again, on Business Week Online about how Amazon fills their orders and makes sure that those orders get to you in a timely manner so they're not missed. But filling Amazon's tall orders at businessweek.com. I have a link up in the show notes, of course. Okay, for those of you that are worried about your privacy, the Patriot Act has been extended for 6 months. This has been in the news quite a little bit. Congressmen have been battling over this and on provisions, and they're actually in the new version of it. I guess there was like 42 items that would have improved the privacy of most citizens from you know, some of the things that the Patriot Act allows the government to do. But in it's going to be extended in its current form for 6 months while the Senate and the Senate and the House hash this out a little further. So, status quo on that. All right, how many of you have ever done any survey stuff for the Nielsen? And, you know, Nielsen's are the ones that essentially rate how a show is doing in a market for radio, for TV. They're going to be starting first of the year. They're going to be offering national TV audience estimates. They're going to be measuring DVRs. Yeah, you heard me right. And I don't know how they're going to do this, but I do know my parents were involved, and it's kind of funny. They watch very, very little TV. I mean, almost none. They watch mostly movies, but they don't watch too much sitcom stuff. And, you know, they may watch the news or something like that. But when they were signed up to do the Nielsen thing for 6 months or whatever it was that they were signed up for, and they were still on an antenna, they weren't even on a dish at the time, they would have to log in a logbook what they watched. And also this thing had a computer hooked up to their TV that actually, I guess, measured some stuff and actually called home and reported what they had watched. Well, I wonder if the Nielsen's going to be giving out DVRs to people to use, and these DVRs will be specially equipped to call home. Now, you don't get to keep the equipment, and doing the thing is voluntary, and I guess you're not even supposed to tell people you're doing the survey so that they get random measurements, but it's kind of hokey. It really, really is. It's hokey in how they do it, but I guess that's the way they get random sampling. I don't know how they randomly pick people, but that's how it works. Okay, a lot of end-of-the-year stuff is starting to show up. eWeek Labs has picked the technology flops of the year, and of course, the Sony, the rootkit fiasco made the very top of the list. A lot of other thing talks about some security issues with how data is being transferred and, you know, like tapes being stolen and stuff like that. Talks about some broadband stuff, also some things that happen with Google. Pretty interesting, you know, when you really look down through the list here of what kind of goof-ups people made during the year and companies made, and it's pretty large. You know what I think I've got, folks? I think I have a microphone going bad. I really do. That is not good news. I'll let you know what I find out, but I'm having a fade-in, fade-out. I keep hearing it. And I can see it. I'm going to have to do a little post-processing tonight on the audio, which I normally don't do. Okay, here's my last article of the night before we kick into our contestants to give away $127. The Russians were able to get a Progress cargo spacecraft launched on Wednesday, and we'll be arriving at the International Space Station probably about the time you guys get this podcast. And, of course, it's going to be taking up propellant, water, some holiday gifts, etc. But hey, the Russians are doing good. They're launching on a regular basis. They've got that thing down to a science. Okay, again, Merry, 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 Merry Christmas to all of you. And if you get this after Christmas, Happy New Year. And of course, we'll be back with you on schedule next Tuesday, which will be, I guess, the 27th. And get ready to do my end of the year show, where we're going to have, kind of talk about things that happened in the past year, do a year in review. But I've got some things to play here. I don't know how long this is going to take. Some of you put your email addresses in the front, so hopefully I'm not going to be, I've done as the best I can to have these things queued up so that I won't overwrite you, or not overwrite you, but not reveal your email address and, you know, all that pertinent information. But the last one that plays gets the $127. Here they come.
This is Derek Miller from podcast.penmachine.com. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This one's actually a promo.
Are you an amateur filmmaker or radio enthusiast? Are you looking for a podcast that will talk about your interest in film, radio, and technology? Then come check out From the Director's Chair with me, your host, Sebastian Pruth. We will talk about new and old techniques in film, radio, and technology. On a weekly show, I will talk about news and pass on some of my knowledge. So check out my podcast at http://techtrekgamer.libsyn.com. That's http://tektrekgamer.libsyn.com or email me at techtrekgamer@gmail.com. I hope to hear from you soon.
Hi, Todd. This is Eileen of the Public Domain Podcast. Just calling in to say you've got a great show, and I took your survey. I know that was very important, and I want to encourage others to do the survey for Todd. He's only asking this, once since I can recall, and I've listened to a lot of his shows. And it really was painless, easy to do, didn't ask you anything too personal. So go out there and do the survey for Todd. And happy holidays.
Hey, Todd, this is John Chambers from the 1 Minute Tip. I'm sitting in rush hour traffic here on about 6 days before Christmas in the Los Angeles area, and I'm just going to call and leave a comment. I have to say, being a geek, being a tech geek, I love the show. I mean, it's like always great stuff, good information. You know, trying to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the tech world. But I have to say, I really enjoy the show best when you talk about family and the kids and the things that go on and all the stories in the house. It's like, you know, that's the human part. That's the fun part. So I have to say, I enjoy the show from start to beginning. You just talk about the kids and what's going on and getting the Christmas tree and the little one falling with the, we think with the pencil, but we're not too sure about that still. And I just have to say, I love the family stories as much as the tech talk. So thoroughly enjoy the show. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much. And the email is...
Well, there's a long-term listener right there.
My show idea for Geek News Central would be for you to have a show or a series of shows that talks about adaptive technology for those of us who are blind or visually impaired. There are quite a few computer users out there these days that use Windows-based PCs with a program called JAWS, another program called WindowEyes, and other adaptive-type programs that enable them to work on an even footing with sighted people, whether it be at home, at work, or at school. And also, there are several blind people that are embracing the wonderful world of podcasts. One gentleman has a program called Blind Cool Tech. His name escapes me right now, but I can just go to Google and do search for Blind Cool Tech, and it will come up. And anyway, between his and your podcast, I've and several others I listen to on a regular basis. I think that you, since your show seems to reach so many people, that having an episode about adaptive technology for the blind and other disabled individuals to use computers would be a very interesting topic and one that might be of help to disabled people, and that the people that listen to your podcasts may be in a position to actually hire a disabled person based on information that they got from your podcast.
Great idea. So very great idea. Thanks for that suggestion. And we'll have to look into that over the first year. And why don't you send me an email to geeknews@gmail.com with some of those sites, some of those people that we should talk to. And we'll look at doing it at the beginning of the new year. Well, yours wasn't the last one. So here comes the next one.
Hey, Todd. This is Dave from the Audio Collective, audiocollective.net, audiocollective@gmail.com. And I was calling about that wonderful Christmas gift, the early Christmas gift you're giving out. And I wouldn't mind if some of that bling-bling from the tech world, trade wind island, swirls around the world and into my pocket. I'm sorry, that was kind of cheesy. But great show, love the show. Keep up the good work. And I'll talk to you later, homie. Bye.
You guys need to check his site out, too. He's got a great website. They do some great work over there at Audio Collective.
Todd, this is Greg Martin. I've been listening to your podcast now for
Greek news. Greek news, huh? Greek news. Yeah, it's geek news, baby. Geek news.
Hey, Todd, it's Tom calling, calling from Chicago. Hey, I just listened to your Friday show. Very good. I liked that interview with the BBC. Very cool. You did a great job. What I really thought was cool was your comment about your legacy and you know, leaving something for your kids to listen to when you're long gone. I mean, that is so cool. And on that same note, I've got to tell you, when I came up with my idea for a podcast, part of the reason and part of the mission that I wanted to do with the show that I'm going to be putting together for the industry that I'm in is trying to capture the veterans in our industry, you know, on audio, which is, you know, there's so many great people in the industry that I work in that I really wanted to try to capture them on a CD or some type of archive, because once they're gone, you know, I mean, you don't have any of that history. And let's face it, the guys of today and unfortunately you don't have that same experience, don't have those stories of yesterday of World War II and all that good stuff. What, you know, what a paper cost in 1930 or 1940. So right on, man. That was a really good response. One that, you know, I think was really well put. So keep on plugging, man. We'll talk to you later. We'll listen to you later, too. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks so much for that comment. And you and I have talked on Skype. And, hey, well, let's, you know, we'll put some of these, shows, some of these history shows on, some of the things we got cooking over there at Raw Voice. Ooh, I dropped a hint, didn't I?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? This is Chris Darling calling you from Portland, Maine. Love your show. It's really, I never know what to expect from you, and really appreciate you being consistent and having a great show and a great website. Thanks a lot for a great show. Bye-bye.
Okay, here's the winner, and yes, everyone that submitted stuff was great. There was a bunch of people that I couldn't play. Picked out some of the ones that I really wanted y'all to hear. But here comes the winner right now.
Todd, hi. You won't believe this, but this is your great-great-great-grandson, Toddlo. I'm calling your voicemail from the future. I know you're asking, how is this possible? But I'm using Skype-a-Dougal, an ancient protocol dialer. We don't even have phone numbers anymore, but let's not get into that. Anyways, I was going through our family heritage, you know, trying to get to know my past family, and I came across your podcasts. I've been listening to them, and I tell you, there's a major turn of events at Podcast 123. You started introducing this horrid introduction. Well, you're going to get mixed reviews from people. Some are going to say it's good. Some are going to say it's bad. You're going to be caught in the middle, and you're just going to decide to go with it. But I'm warning you, your listenership drops to the floor. Be careful. People think that you're really great. But after this weird introduction that you started doing, they're just going to think that you're weird. Anyways, I listen to the podcast in the future, and just be careful, Todd. I care. Hey, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And of course, he goes on to tell me how I can send him his PayPal money. All right? Well, I tell you what, my great, 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 whatever you are. Why don't you take some time back and deposit that in my name, like in 1964, and then we'll collect the interest on it, and I'll split the difference with you right now. How about that? So, you know, when I hit the PayPal send button tonight, I should get, I should become instantly wealthy, right? go back and buy Microsoft. Go back and buy IBM. Go back and buy Google. All right, folks. Hey, I got some comments, show comments. And thanks for everyone for playing along. That one cracked me up. So, you know, it was, everyone had great stuff, but hey, I told you to be creative, and he definitely got creative on us. So, hey, I got an email. This is for a website that you guys should check out. It's called thecitizenreport.com. It's an unbiased, free, for All Citizens Journalism websites allow users to submit news that matters to them. So check out thecitizenreport.com. Also, I got an email from Sinclair. Hey, I'll try to find the applicant that or application that I was talking about that was for synchronizing files. That's a ways back, man. You went back ways to find that show. If you could find the show number for me on that. Of course, he's actually, you didn't remember which podcast it was either. But I'll see if I can find that, okay, and get that info for you. I think I know what the name of the application is. I have it here on the, well, it runs automatically on the PC. I'll get that to you. Ian, thanks. Yeah, I do. I heard about Gizmo, and I know some of you out there are using it. I have not used it. I loaded it on the computer, played around with it a little bit, but that was about it. And but I do know about Gizmo. For those of you who haven't found Gizmo yet, check out the Gizmo. It's a Skype-like application, and a lot of people are using it. It's an open-source project. Okay, also got a great email from Adam in Japan. And I'm glad that you and your wife love the show, and I'm glad it's one of your favorites. And he points us at the NORADSanta.org website. So those of you that have little ones, of course, I'm sure many of you are familiar with this, but check out the NORADSanta.org website where you can track all of the, you track Santa Claus on Christmas Eve delivering presents worldwide. And kids will get a kick out of that, okay? And have you guys ever heard of, I've actually got a can of it right here. Have you guys ever heard of Flying Reindeer Chow? It is a very, very unique mixture, and it's great for putting out in the yard. If you guys check this out, if you go and look on the web for Flying Reindeer Chow, you can actually find some labels, and you make this up and have a little fun with it. So, we've got our reindeer chow here at the house, and so a little suggestion from me to you. Also, I have to really be careful now because I get a lot of email that comes up that is almost promotional. I don't know if it comes from listeners or someone that's figured out that hey, it's a quick way to get some link back love. So I'm having to watch those real close. And if you do send me links and stuff, you know, tell me which podcast you've listened to or something so it helps legitimize which show it came from. Again, I did want to mention that the guys over at Friends in Tech have a Christmas Carol. It's getting a lot of podcast press. Check that out. And, hey, we're at 57 minutes. We're done underneath an hour. Can't believe it. Okay, folks. Hey, thanks for being with us. Thank you for playing along with our contest. I'm very happy to send out $127 to one of our listeners of the show, one of our creative listeners, and supposedly I'm giving it to a family member. But anyway, everyone have a safe holidays. Drive safe. And if you're out there during this holiday period and you get out and are drinking, don't drink and drive, okay? Get a designated driver. Be safe. We want you all back with us after this holiday period. And make sure you check out podcasternews.com, all the great stuff going on over there. Of course, techpodcast.com. And stay tuned to the Geek News Central podcast. And let's kick out of here with the outro, and we'll see you next time, folks. Aloha.
From Honolulu, Hawaii, this has been Geek News Central with Todd Cochran.
Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Subscribe to the Geek News Central podcast at geeknewscentral.com. Thanks for your support, and thanks for listening. Aloha.